course, this is a very familiar passage of Scripture. There isn't anything new that we are going to say tonight, but sometimes it's good for us to be reminded of basic truths of the Christian life, and that's what we're going to do tonight. I don't know if we can, many times the truths that are in this passage, we probably can't hear enough because they're so vital in our Christian life. John chapter 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Here we have this distinct description of a relationship, a figure of our relationship with the Lord as believers. He is the vine, we are the branches, and God the Father is the caretaker, the husbandman of the branches, of the vine, especially the branches here. And it speaks of our relationship, the cooperative, basic relationship that we have as believers with the Lord Jesus Christ in our every moment of our Christian life. And very, very simple truth. And if you know anything about vines, that the vines supply all the nutrients, all the energy, everything that the branches need to exist, everything that needed to produce the fruit on the vine comes from the vine. And so we have this vital relationship, kind of a cooperative relationship between us and the Lord. And this is a description of the Christian life. And we need to be reminded of this very important picture, even as we think of the day in we live today. The issue is, how much of this day were you living in dependence on the Lord? How much of this day were you, as the song said, trusting the Lord? That was a great preparation for this. How much of the day were you and I drawing our strength from the Lord Jesus Christ? Or were we just going on our own? Were we just going on our own? Were we just living our life apart from the Lord? Living our life and no thought. It was pretty famous years ago, a church in East Troy. The pastor got up on Sunday morning and he said, "You know, sometimes I never think about God all week." Well, that's quite a statement, right? But you know, the fact is, the Bible tells us that this is a relationship, if you're saved, this is a relationship that's all day long, every day, all day long. And that is, it ought to be, a description of our life. And the reality of our life may be far different than this description. And each day is going to, ought to be, really a mimic of this truth, that we are gaining our strength from our Savior, from our God, and we are living in dependence upon Him throughout the day. So we have this great picture, but we also have, of course, the ministry of God the Father. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So God has a plan. God has a plan for our life. And that plan is that we bear fruit. And, you know, there are there can be hindrances in our life. There can be hindrances in our life that will keep us from drawing our strength on the Lord. You know, there's things that can be in our life that we just do, and we don't need God. We can have a lifestyle, and we don't need God. You know, isn't it sad? The fact is, we can go through a lifestyle in which we even have a few minutes in the morning, and we read the Bible, and then that's it. You know, the rest of the day is just on our own, doing whatever's there, filling our life with all these activities, but our strength is not being drawn from the Lord. And you know, the Bible picture here is that that God is going to do something about that. God is going to do something about that. He is not pleased with the distractions that we have in our life, or he's going to do something about this lack of dependence upon him. You know, we have a God who reigns. We thank the Lord that he reigns over the affairs of the earth. But you know what? He reigns in our lives too, because he wants this relationship to take place in our life, in which we are dependent upon him. And you know, the fact is, there's two aspects of this. So many parts of our life, we don't want God to be a part of it. So why would we depend upon him if we don't want God to be a part of our life? If this is our plan and we don't really want him to be a part of that of our life, we want to go our own way, well, obviously we aren't going to be depending upon him. And yet, on the other hand, everything that we do should be related to the Lord. You know, whatever we do, we can wash the dishes in the spirit, or we can wash the dishes in the flesh. Right? Now, the fact is, it's important in our lives to make spiritual decisions and spiritual commitments in spiritual areas of our life. So we need the Lord. And if you aren't committed to a ministry, you may not... everything in life is spiritual. But when you're in a ministry, you really need the Lord. Amen? And so if you aren't involved in a ministry that you need God, you're going to be missing out, aren't you? You're going to be missing out because you aren't going to need God. And you know, sometimes we have ministries, and we've talked about this, those of us go to the university. There are times when we go over there and we do all that work, and we don't even pray heartily enough. Most of the time, I'd say 90% of the time, I don't pray enough. But you know, we're in a ministry and we aren't even praying as even close to how much we need to pray. Because we are, but you know, when you're in committed to being a witness, you need the Lord. You need the Lord. And if you aren't committed to serving God with your life on a daily basis, well, the human aspect problem is that we aren't going to need the Lord. And the Lord may have to take those things out of your life. The things that are in your life that take up your time and your energy that you don't need him. And take them out. You know, in husbandry, it's called suckers. You know? On lilac bushes, they call them suckers. On trees, they call them suckers. And it's just green leaves and branches that are taking all the energy and aren't producing anything. We have to get rid of them. And so we have this relationship We have the ministry of the Father in our lives. Kind of interesting when you think about that. The more you are committed to serving God, the more you are going to experience God's chastening. People who are close to the Lord experience the chastening of the Lord more than people who are not close to the Lord. Now, the people that aren't close to the Lord, they're going to have some big ones. We call them the 2x4 effort, you know. My kids always used to think that God literally had a 2x4, you know, when they were little. But that's not true. Relationship. Now, we have this cleansing that we all need. Now ye are clean through the word, which I have spoken unto you. I think the bottom line here is that how are you going to get cleansed through the word? You know, you don't get cleansed by the word by just having, I don't know, can I say it? Just by having devotions. You know what I mean? You can just go through motions of having devotions, and I know people that have devotions, and that's what they had, devotions. But they didn't really meet with God. There's no cleansing taking place in their life. And we'll get back to that, but that's a very significant part. We were just talking before the Sunday school meeting today. One of the most neglected doctrines of the hour is the doctrine of sin and the fact that we have a sinful nature. And it is the most unthought of truth in the Christian realm. That is one of the most essential truths of the Christian thinking, to understand the reality and the nature of our sin nature and how much we need the Word of God in our lives, far more than we ever know. The cleansing. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. You know, there's a simple truth here. It kind of runs through all of this. I think the simple truth is, as I was thinking about these things today, I was thinking, you know, Ron, you just don't spend enough time in the Bible. You just don't spend enough time in the Bible. And I was thinking, now I got to change some, I got to make some schedule plan changes. I need to be in the Bible more. It's not enough to read so many chapters and even be thinking about the Bible, but I think, boy, you know, I hope I really get it together. You know, it's that you need to make sure you're spending some good time in the morning, good time at noon, good time at night. You need to have more time in the Bible. We're clean through the Word of God. God does. The dirty vessel hinders the work of God. You know? A dirty vessel. Now, we have the sawmill out there. And one of the vital features of the sawmill is that it has a water line and a pump that keeps the blade clean so it lasts longer. And I've been sawing now for 9 months with a clog in that line. Did you get it fixed?
No, I didn't.
You didn't get it fixed. Oh, no. Man, that needs a cleaning. That line needs a cleaning. The vital feature isn't working because there's dirt in the line. And our work is hindered by not being clean. Now, it says, abide in me and I in you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. You know, we cannot do anything spiritually on our own, in our own strength, in our own efforts. All our efforts have to be in by through the Spirit of God and the God working in our life. Abide in me. You know, abide, another word for abide is remain. And the picture is, this is just every moment, every day, all day. That's what it's talking about. Every moment, all day long, depending on God, getting our strength from Him, all day long. And that gives us the description of the Word of God. Now, with that, obviously we have the input of the Word of God. Input, you know. You have to read the Bible. You have to study the Bible. There has to be time with input. You know, meditating. You know, blessed is a man that, you know, meditates on the law of God day and night. There has to be meditating. There has to be a saturating. You know, the Bible says, talks about the Word of God indwelling us in Colossians. There's the saturating of the Word of God in our lives. You know, I kind of feel sorry for people who don't get to be preachers. I feel sorry for you. And the reason I feel sorry for you is because, you know, it's a whole nother level of wrestling with the Word of God just sitting out there. Versus having to read it, having to study it, have to meditate on it, have to pray over it, have to get your soul stirred by the Spirit of God and have a truth, you know, get a hold of your heart. And man, in that sense, I feel sorry for people who are sitting in the pew and they don't have to do that. They can just kind of, you know, sit there. They don't have to really... Doesn't really have to go through the system. Doesn't have to stir you. Doesn't have to make you make decisions. You know, you don't have to do anything. Now, you could do something about it. You could be the kind of pew sitter that when you hear the Word of God, you make decisions about it. You know, that's active, you know. And if you're a man and you want to be a spiritual leader, don't sit in that pew and just sit there. If you want to be a godly Christian, you don't just sit in that pew. You take the truth and you digest it through your soul and you make a decision about it. You do something about it. I mean, that's what it's all about. But if we never get in the level in our soul that we let the Word of God get a hold of our life, we're just going to kind of sit there and go nowhere. It's not much fun. It's not very exciting either. And so abiding, if abide in me and I in you, okay. And then he talks about this. It says, verse seven. We'll go there for a second. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, wow. If my words abide in you. Now, of course, that has this picture of truth in us all day long. Truth stirring our mind, informing us, cleansing us. We're meditating on it. It's getting a hold of our soul. You know, that word has to abide in us. But that's only the beginning. That's the first step. The second step is obeying it. Obeying it. And now you're ready to understand the Bible a little bit more. But the Word of God, I was just reading James Frazier, he was talking about this verse. And he said, you know, the biggest problem is People pray before they get the will of God. They praying for all sorts of things that isn't even God's will. And if you want to have prayers answered, you've got to spend a lot of time in the Bible and get God's will. And you can't get God's will if we're not spending enough time in the Bible and we're not meditating on it and praying over it and seeking the Lord. And, you know, it's not just some, you know, random shot in the sky. The Word of God has to abide in us. That's a great picture, this Word of God. You know, the psalmist said, and his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. This is picturing what the Christian life is supposed to be. Isn't it amazing? David was an Old Testament saint, and he knew a whole lot more about Christian life than a lot of New Testament believers. Isn't that something? Day and night. And this is all a part of this relationship that we have with God. And it says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And we'll stop there, but fruit, you know. The Bible talks about in Ephesians 5, the fruit of righteousness. In Galatians 5, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Throughout the Bible, it talks about the fruit of spiritual influence on people. Paul said, he wanted to get some fruit among the Romans. The Bible says that the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. Talking about being able to reach souls for Christ and etc. But fruit, and this fruit has to do with abiding in Christ all day long. And obviously, I think the obvious issue is if we are honest, you know, we could just talk about today. We say, well, okay, how much of this day was I living in dependence on the Lord? You know, track the time. You know, think of the segments of time that perhaps whatever you were doing, you weren't even conscious of the Lord. You hadn't even committed it to God. I mean, isn't that sad? Abiding in Him is directly related to that, living that relationship of dependence on the Lord, the Word of God indwelling us, ministering to us, the Spirit of God molding us through the Word of God. And this is the key for our lives to be what God wants them to be. We'll have a little bit of maybe a follow-up on this on Sunday. We're going to talk about victory over the devil. And we're going to talk about God's, one of God's great tools of victory over the devil is the Word of God. And you'll see kind of a relationship, how we can put these two things together about how is the Word of God the key to having victory over temptation and the victorious in our Christian life, that the devil will flee from us and God will be able to definitely bless us. Okay, let's have some prayer as we think about your life, think about tomorrow. Think about your schedule. Think about how much time you give to God. How much place the Word of God has in our lives. What are we going to do about it? Lord, we see from your Word that the Christian life is not 10 minutes here or 20 minutes in the morning and the rest of the day to us. We see that the Christian life is all day long, living in dependence upon you and finding our strength in you. It's all day long letting the Word of God dwell in us. It's all day long, Lord, you doing a work in our lives, we being dependent upon you, us looking to you, us trusting in thee. And Lord, help us to be honest with the realities of how much we have really made the Christian life a walk with God. And how much more it needs to be. And the things that we need to consider if we're going to truly abide in thee and have fruit in our life. And so, Lord, use your word tonight, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.